On the back of the annual Osmin talks between Australia and the United States, the Trump administration has requested the Morrison government join a US-led coalition to protect oil tankers in the Persian Gulf from Iranian military forces. Australia is even preparing to stockpile oil reserves in the event of war with Iran. Many are expecting Australia will join the American initiative and will make ships available or contribute surveillance planes. Lachlan McPherson has the report.
Having begun a couple months back when the United States designated Iran's foreign military wing, the IRGC, a terrorist organization, tensions between the two countries continues to escalate as America asks Australia to join the fray. At the 29th annual Australia-US ministerial consultations on Sunday, the US Secretary of State spoke of Australia and America's unbreakable relationship and the massive global potential of this alliance.
We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria and keep Afghanistan free of terror, and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
2 days on, and Australia has not yet thrown its full support behind the Trump administration. But speaking with ABC's political reporter Alexandra Beach, Peter Jennings, executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, agreed that it makes sense for Australia to help with American efforts in the Middle East.
If Australia is committed to the international rule of law, as we say very regularly, we should be prepared to actually back that up with military support where necessary.
Aidan Parks, a research scholar at the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at ANU, isn't as convinced, saying that there are 50 shades of grey to Washington's international law, and speaking of what the rules-based order actually means now.
It's one thing to defend the waterways of the international law, and it's another thing to withdraw from an agreement that you pioneered. So in one sense, it is an international law issue, but in another sense, it is hypocritical on the US side, because the US had an international law in place, which was the JCPOA. That's why it's a complex issue. It's not like carrying out a freedom of navigation operation in a theater such as the South China Sea, which is where I think a lot of defense and security analysts would have hypothetically seen the Australian alliance with the US being tested rather than in the Persian Gulf.
Asia analyst at La Trobe University, Ewan Graham, agrees with Jennings that it's no surprise that America would request Australia's assistance in the Gulf, but is one of the aforementioned analysts that sees Australia's priorities as lying elsewhere. Here he is, speaking with Alexandra Beach.
Australia would be better advised to keep its military assets closer to home, where they're not just most useful for Australia, but I think in a broader strategic sense, they're also more useful to the United States.
While he does suggest a less hands-on role, which includes logistics and reconnaissance around the region and the supply of aeroplanes rather than ships, research scholar Aidan Parks says that the situation is too multiplex and that there are too many actors involved to have a prediction on what could happen.
I think that if you look at it on its merits, it really should be viewed through the prism that the US has somewhat allowed this regional Cold War to manifest, and that it could play out between UAE, Saudi alliances against Iranian forces, Syrian proxies, Hezbollah, Iranian Shia militias, or it could become more global and on a higher macro level between Russia supporting Iran while Washington supports Saudi Arabia. A contest like this is not inconceivable.
And despite all rhetoric from both Australian and American representatives at Osmin stressing the strong mateship within their alliance, Asia analyst Ewan Graham argues that there's much work to be done.
That still really is the question that has to be answered. When will the US come out of its wrecking ball mode on the trade and investment agenda in Asia and start to project a kind of more attractive leadership that Australia and others can get behind?